Officials with the Utah Schools for the Deaf and Blind want to see a former employee accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the school's accounts prosecuted and the money restored. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
A state audit released Tuesday shows more than $67,000 went missing from the school's donation and state appropriation funds over the past 4 years. State Auditor John Dougal says the school's former financial analyst is likely to blame.
I find it very callous that someone would steal funds donated to help deaf and blind students. I mean, this is above and beyond what we normally see in a theft.
USDB Superintendent Joel Coleman asked Dougal to look into the school's financials this spring when he suspected a former employee had misappropriated funds and falsified documents. Coleman took over as superintendent of the USDB 3 years ago this month. Dougal says Coleman's administration has since improved operations and financial oversight.
They did a significant job cleaning things up, and that's partly what caused the detection of what they thought was a possible theft.
Coleman says this account has been audited twice before and no fraud was ever detected.
That's kind of a testament to how tricky this person was.
Coleman says much of the stolen money was to be used to build an outdoor education center. He says $67,000 out of their $36 million budget won't significantly impact operations, but he worries it will affect the institution's credibility with potential donors.
I hope that's not the case and that we can reassure them that, in fact, we have the controls and policies in place so that this won't happen again.
Coleman says the alleged thief has been reported to the Ogden City Police and the Utah Attorney General's Office. Whitney Evans, KUER News.